Okay, today is Daf Kuf Gimel. We're on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 10 lines down from the bottom.
10 lines up.
10 lines, yeah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo sochal ha-nefesh ha-basar. It says in the Torah these five words. Lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. What is that? Zeh Eivir Menachai. That's Eivir Menachai. U-basar basada treifel lo sochelu, which I believe is, that's a pasuk in Shemos, that is zeh basar min hachai. Basar min hachai, u basar min hatreifa. And basar from a treifa, those two averos are learned out of that pasuk. Rav Shur ben Lakish Amar, lo sochal nefeshim ha-basar, is zeh eifer min hachai, u basar min hachai. Both. And ubasar basada treifa lo sochelu zeh basar min hatreifa. That's basar min hatreifa. Now, what does all that mean? What does all that mean? Here we go. Achal eiver min hachai ubasar min hachai. What does he eat eiver min hachai and basar min hachai? Okay. L'Rabbi Yochanan chayev shtayim. According to Yochanan, chayev twice. Why chayev twice?
One.
What?
For each one.
Because it's two different psukim.
Right.
L'Rish Lakish, L'Rish Shurman Lakish, eino chayev el achas. You only chayev once. Why only chayev once? Because they're both learned out of the same pasuk. It's really the same avera. Only chayev once. Achal basa min achai, u basa min atrefa. L'Rish Shurman Lakish, chayev shtayim. Why chayev twice?
Two different
psukim.
Right.
And Rabbi Yochanan ain't a chayv al achas. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you only chayv once. Why chayv once? Why chayv once?
Same avera.
Because it's same avera, right? Achal eiver min achai. What if eat eiver min achai? Ubasar min atreifa, and basar from a treifa.
Two different.
With divrei hakol chayv shtayim. Everyone holds the chayv twice. Why?
Two different averas.
Two different psukim, really.
Right.
Viruminhu. Have a kash on that. Achal eiver min achai min atreifa. What if you ate eiver min achai from a treifa? The animal's alive, right? The animal's alive. Eiver min achai has to be from a live animal. So you ate eiver min achai from a live animal, right? Min atreifa. But it's also a treifa.
It was a kosher animal?
Yeah, a kosher animal. But it's a treifa. Okay. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chayev shtayim. Chayev twice. Why? Eiver min achai and treifa. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, ein chayev el achas. Only chayev once. Now, one second. Bishlomo Rabbi Yochanan nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that makes perfect sense. El Shimon ben Lakish kasha. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's a kasha. Why only chayev once? Right? Why? Why chayev twice? Why should he be chayev twice according to Rish Lakish? Because Eiver min achai
and
Eiver min achai and what's this? Basar min atreifa are from two different psukim. So he should be chayev twice. Amar Reb Yosef lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Kan bebehema achas. Kan b'shtei behemos. No. One case was one animal. One case was two animals. Now he explains. B'shtei behemos. If it's two different animals, then of course chayev shtayim. Behema achas, pligi. When it's one animal, that's when there's a machlokes. Behema achas, b'may pligi. What are they arguing about? So, amrabaya, kigon shenitrifa, it became a treifa im yitzias ruba. It became a treifa, right? It became a treifa when it was born. Now, Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Behema b'chayeha le'evarim omedes. Thank you. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a behema, when it's alive, the evarim are available. We did this yesterday, right? The evarim are available, and it's considered as if they're already cut off. Therefore, each aver has the din of Eiver and Achai, even though it's not cut off, right? And therefore you can have Eiver and Achai even when it's a Shalim. The Isser Trefa, the Isser Eiver, Bahadi Hadadi Ka'asu. So the Isser of Trefa and the Isser of Eiver and Achai happen at the exact same time. Why? Because the Isser Trefa and the Isser Eiver and Achai happened when the animal was born. So they both came at the same time. Umar Savar and Rish Lakish holds, no. Behemoth b'chayeha, a live animal, lav le'evar momedes. It's not Eiver and Achai till you take off the limb. Therefore, v'lo asi iser Eiver chayel iser trefa. So the iser of Eiver and Achai cannot be chal on the iser of trefa because they don't happen at the same time.
Why can you not say that the action of taking off the limb renders the animal trefa? It's going to die.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. That's not the reason. It doesn't make a trefa. You have an animal. You stay. First of all, animal missing legs. If an animal missing a leg, yeah. I don't remember which ones. Only the front or only the back is a trefa. The other one's not a trefa. Right. So you slice off a piece and eat it. Eiver and Achai you have. Trefa you don't have. So it has to be born a trefa. Okay. If it's born a trefa, then it depends on this machlokas. What the machlokas?
No,
do we hold that the Eivarm are considered Eiver and Achai even though they're not detached? Rabbi Yochanan holds yes. Rabbi Yochanan holds no. It's a funny machlokas.
Was that a common practice back then to chop off a limb of a live
animal? I don't know.
I mean, who relates to that?
I don't know.
In refrigeration?
They couldn't store a whole animal. No, but they can. So what do you mean? Kill it first.
You saw it.
So Rashi says, Lav le'evor omedes, the Rashi right a little above, Lav le'evor omedes, that Rish Lakish holds, the Evorim are not considered detached until you detach them. Not 100% sure what Rabbi Yochanan holds about that, but okay. V'lo haya aleha iser eiver, there is no iser eiver menachai, ad shehefrishu mimeno, until you actually detach it. V'arei kvar trefahi, but it's already a trefa. Why is it already a trefa? Because it was born a trefa. Eiver menachai is not till you detach it. V'ein iser cha'al iser, and Rish Lakish holds, iser is not chal in another iser. Right? Avol b'shtei behemos, they have two different animals. Like a lebeilach, you can't say all this. All this Torah doesn't apply by two different animals, right? The zumishim treif from zumishim eiver shel kshira. Vein kan iser chal iser. No, it's a chal iser. That's treif, and that's not, I can't eat that, and I can't eat that for a different reason. So if I eat both, I'm chayiv twice. That's one way to explain the machlokas. Viba yisema, another way. The kulei alma, they both hold behema. B'chayeha lav le'evar omedes. Now nobody holds that it's considered Eivarim and Achai just because the animal's walking around. No such thing. That the Eivarim are considered detached if they're not detached, no one holds that. U'b'meisei iser Eiver mechal a iser trefa kamiflegi. Can the iser of Eivarim and Achai come on top of the iser of trefa? In other words, do we say Isser chal al isser with Eiver and Achai and trefa. Again, the animal's a trefa. The animal's a trefa. It's not going to live.
It was born a trefa,
or it became a trefa later. It doesn't make a difference. And now I take Eiver and Achai and eat it. So how many Eivers did I just do over? Eiver and Achai and trefa, or just one? Just Eiver and Achai. Do you hold Isser chal al isser? Now we normally hold in Isser chal al isser, unless you have three exceptions. It's Isser kolel. It's like one is an Isser Kolel, one's an Isser Mosif, like Isser Kolel we said already numerous times. Isser Kolel is it calls a malad eat this meat. A malad eat this, not kosher. And then tomorrow is Yom Kippur. So can I eat it tomorrow? No, why not? Because on Yom Kippur you can't eat any meat.
That's right.
No food is kosher. So the Isser of not eating this kosher meat, which I can't eat anyway because it's not kosher, now it's Yom Kippur, now I can't eat anything. So what if I eat on Yom Kippur? I'm only chayev once? For eating treif? That's ridiculous. I'm chayev twice.
Right.
Number one is treif, number two is Yom Kippur. It's Isser Kolel. Isser Mosif is, I'm not allowed to marry a certain woman. Why not? Because she's a married woman. She's married someone. She's a married woman. Now go ahead and marry her daughter. Now that woman became my mother-in-law.
Right.
So now she's ushered to me twice or once? The answer is twice. Why? Because right. Shudasa to me is the whole world. I added on another Isser. Now she's Mosif my mother-in-law.
Right.
It's Isser Mosif. And the third one, which we only have in this Gemara here, is the Isser's Chamor. This is more Machmir. Right? It's a more Machmir Isser. So, how is this a more Machmir Isser? So here we go. So the Machlokas in Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is on those Psukim. If you eat an Avram and Achai of a Trefa, how many Averis do you get? Rabbi Yochanan said two, Rish Lakish said one. Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Asi Isser Aver, V'chayel Isser Trefa. The Isser of Avram and Achai can be added on to the Isser of Trefa, and therefore I'm Chayef twice. Right? Says Rashi, why is that true? So Rashi says, because Isser Eiver Menachai applies to Goyim. So it's a more Chamor Isser. Trefa doesn't apply to Goyim. They can do whatever they want. Eiver Menachai applies to Goyim. Since it applies to Goyim, it's considered an Isser Chamor, and it goes on top of the Isser Trefa.
And it's also Isser Mosif.
Why is it Isser Mosif?
What's the Trefa? You can't talk to anyone.
What? What's the trick? You can't eat it anyway.
Now you eat it anyway.
Right.
So you eat the eighth berachai, which is ripping it off of the animal that's there. So you've done two issus from the same one. Because at the beginning, it was a no-go in the first place.
Right, so 1 second. Umar Safar, lo asi iser eiver v'chayel iser trefa. Rish Lakish doesn't, I don't hold like that. Now, Rashi says that the reason why it's an iser chamor, the reason why it's iser chayel iser, because iser chamor. It doesn't say iser mosif. Rashi says, "Chayel shekein yisur nog b'bnei Noach," because it applies to Goyim. Umar savar lo chayel, and the other one holds not true.
That may not.
So I don't know how. Now you're making a good point about the.
It's a chomer. It may not be true either.
Why? Why it applies to Goyim?
Fine, but that means it's to all everybody at the same time, not because it's us and then the Goyim. It's always us to everybody.
No, it's not true because it was us to them. It was us to the Goyim first. Right, in Parshas Noach.
We were the Goyim.
Right, it was also the whole world. Right.
We were the Goyim, right. We changed.
Right.
Them changing.
But what is the difference? What's the difference? Practically, what's the difference? Neither one of us can eat it. Not them, not us. What's the difference?
He's saying that the reason that you can't eat it because it's chomer is because what they added onto it is somebody else can't eat it. The status is a greater status. I'm saying the status is not a greater status. It's the same status.
Rabbi Rosenlos was saying over yesterday here that the Chasam Sofa said that for
Bnei Noah,
eggs were
interesting.
And it was a special exception for Bnei Yisrael that they could have eggs.
So every time a guy eats an egg, he's also over the Isser Menachai?
That's what the Chasam Sofer
says. Interesting. Okay, I don't think you. Okay, fine. V'bay Shem, another answer. The Kuli Alma Behem Bechayel Levar Momedeth. Now everybody will hold that the Evarim are considered detached, even if they're not detached. And therefore, if you eat one, really you should be chayef twice. But why aren't you, according to Rish Lakish? Kigon, shenitcher falachem yikan. No, because it became a trefa later. Umaisi, iser trefa, chayel al iser eiver menachai. And does the iser eiver go on top of the iser of eiver menachai? I'm sorry. Does the iser trefa go on top of the iser eiver menachai? Mar savar, osi v'chayel. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Umar savar, lo osi v'chayel. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, and Rish Lakish holds, no. Here it's backwards. Here it's the other way around. The first Isser is Eiver Menachai. Right. Then it became a Trefa. That is your case. You made it into a Trefa. So Rashi says, a long Rashi here, Kigon Shinitrefa, Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, Isser Chal Al Isser, V'Asser Issi Trefa, V'Chayal Isser Eiver Menachai. Right? Rish Lakish Tzavar, Ain Isser Trefa Chal Al Behema Ad Shinishchat. You can't have a trefa until it's dead. The Isser Milsa Tali V'Kai, because how do you have a trefa when it's alive? How can you be chai of a trefa when it's alive? Says Rish Lakish. That doesn't make any sense. Even though it's a trefa, you're only walking around with one lung. It's a trefa. But until it's dead, how are you over the Isser of trefa? Because you ate Eiver Menachai? That's crazy, no?
You're over the Isser of the behemoth itself. You're not allowed to touch that behemoth.
It's alive!
It's alive, but you know it's about to die.
Right. So you take a bite out of it. Eiver Menachai, 100% your Osir.
Right.
Says Rish Lakish, Osir for Trefa also? It's still alive. Okay, Trefa. He says...
Who says that an animal can't be a Trefa when it's still alive?
Rish Lakish. So says Rashi's explained, the Isser Milsa Tali V'Kai. It's alive. This Isser's hanging. V'chi Paka Isser chiyus, and when it dies, then asi iser treifa v'chayil. Then ten is a treifa. By the way, when it's dead, there's no iser v'chayil menachah either.
Exactly. Right.
So you can't have both, says Rish Lakish. How can they have a treifa when it's alive? Doesn't make any sense. Not so crazy of them to hold like that. A treifa means it's dead.
So if you have, if you take this piece of meat, you have one mouthful and it's alive, right, and then it dies.
Yeah, I'm sure someone asked that question. Right?
That doesn't really make any sense.
Why?
You cannot have a treifa until the animal is dead, according to him?
According to him, that's right. That's right.
You see an animal that's just dying.
And you take a bite out of it. You're over Eiv Menachai. Not treifa. It's still alive.
Forget about the bite out of it. Do a shchit on it.
What? You're allowed to do that.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. Of course you are. No, if it's a treifa, you can't. If it's a treifa, yeah, shchita will save it from the vela. Yeah. That's
right.
All.
Exactly. Well, it does, but it's still a treifa.
Exactly, but now it's dead. Now it's dead. Think about it. It's not so crazy what he's saying. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, it could be. So that's what they're arguing about. Could be. It's not such a crazy thing. Shlakas, how can have treifa on a dead, on a live animal? Doesn't make any sense. Only when it's dead. What about Eiv Menachai? Of course Eiv Menachai, you're over. No question about that. Makes sense.
So you can call it a treifa before it's dead.
You can call it a treifa because you know it's going to die. So if you shecht it, you still can't eat it. Why not?
It's a treifa.
Because it's a treifa. What do you eat when it's alive? No treifa now. Only Eiv Menachai.
Right.
And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, you can have a treifa. Even though it's still a treifa. You're not allowed to eat a treifa. But they both make sense.
Yeah.
Of course, they both make sense. I hear both sides. You only hear one side. I hear both sides.
It makes sense for you. You have a half blown up animal. Okay? Bleeding out.
Yeah.
You go over there, you do the shchita on inside. You know what? It's good now.
No, the shchita, will only save it from the vela. It's still a treifa.
No, the shchita is still there, so you can eat it.
But you can't eat it because it's a treifa.
Exactly. It's a treifa. When is it a treifa?
It's a treifa the whole time. That's what Rashi says.
Exactly.
The issur of treifa is waiting for your animal to die.
Exactly.
So
it has to die, though.
Has to die. So that's what Rish Lakish holds. Therefore, you only have once. Rava Amar, another answer. Kigon shetalash mimena eiver. No, when you pull it off, that's when you made it a treifa. V'tarfabo. You made it a treifa when you pull it off. Mar Savar. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, Behema b'chaya le'evarim eina omedes. It was not waiting to be, it was not an Eiv Menachai till you removed it. When you removed it, you did two things. Eiv Menachai and Treifa. Iser Eiver v'Iser Treifa v'hadi adadi ka'asu. They come at the exact same moment. Therefore, Iser Chal Iser. Rabbi Yochanan, v'marzav, Rosh Lakish holds, no. Behema b'chaya le'evarim omedes. No. The animal the whole time had Eiv Menachai. We don't really understand that concept, but what? Hard concept. It was always Eiv Menachai. So now that you ate it, all you have Eiv Menachai came when it was born, because it's always made to be Eiv Menachai, and then Treifa came when you actually ate it. That's two different of it. Therefore what?
Why is it two different of it?
I'm sorry. Velo Asi, Isser Treifa, Chayal Isser Eiver, and he doesn't hold from Isser Chayal Isser.
Right.
Right? So therefore you only have once. You only have once. Right. Okay.
The point is, you can have treifa even though it's, in theory, you can have treifa when it's still alive.
Not according to Rish Lakish.
No, but.
Then I have once.
No, but because it's a chalister, and it's a chalister, but in theory you could.
Maybe in theory you could.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, does he hold that treifa is from also after death also?
I don't know, since Ravik is another answer.
One second, because if he does, then he's absolutely, then he's wrong, because it's not a treifa as long as the animal's still alive. Then Eiv Menachai is by itself. Still, only one thing.
That's Rava. Rava didn't hold from that chiluk. Rava gave a different answer. Rava didn't hold. Agree with that chiluk. Maybe it could. No, what? It could be. He holds it's alive. It could be. Well, in the first case, he also held that it was alive. The one previous answer. It's like four answers here.
One second. But if he holds it alive, then there is no treifa until death. Then none of those make any sense.
Correct. That's right.
So Rabbi Yochanan does not make any sense.
Exactly. According to that, right. Next.
He probably doesn't hold that way.
Correct. Well, there's an aleph by the Rava, so we probably hold like Rava. Right? But there's a machlokas, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know how we hold. In this case. So if you have to do this, Goyes Kishayla, how many times did Chaya, how many various he did? Goyes Kishayla.
You could wait for the
carbon. Right?
Next time take a bite out of a live animal.
That's a treifa. Amar b'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Achal, ready for this one? Achal, chelev min hachai. You have chelev from a live animal, mina treifa, and it's also a treifa.
It's going to die.
What? No, it's a treifa. It's going to die within the year. But right now, you ate Eiv Menachai. The Eiv Menachai that you ate happened to be chelev.
So you
and it's all and it's also a treifa. So you did three averos. Chayev shtayim. You're chayev twice. Why are you chayev twice?
For which two?
What?
For which two are you
chayev? We don't know. Amale Rab Ami Vilim Amar Shalosh. How come you're not chayev three? Shani Amar Shalosh. I say three. Itmar Nami. Amar Biavo. Amar Biochran. Achal Chelev Menachai Minatrefa. Chelev Menachai and a Trefa. Chayev Shalosh. You chayev three. What three? Eve Menachai, Chelev and Trefa. Right? The Maika Miflagi. So what are they arguing about? Why does someone say two? Yes. Yes, it's two. Plus it's a trefa. Plus it's missing a lung. So it's a trefa also.
Should be, how is Abram and Achai? Is there a chalif on an Abram? Has to be a daf and Abram? Any life?
Any life piece, I think. Well, we started off the daf. I don't know what that is. What is that? Pasam and Achai? We started today also. What's Pasam and Achai? I don't know what that is. What is that? How is that different than Abram and Achai? I don't know. Anyway, Mike Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? So, Kigon, the case is as follows. Shenitrefa im yitzias ruba. It became a trefa when it was born. That's the first answer. It became a trefa when it was born. So, manda amar shalosh, if you hold three, kosavar, behema, bechayeha, levarim, omedes. It's always Evim and Achai, even though you don't actually take it off, right? Therefore, the Isser Chelev, the Isser Evim and Achai, the Isser Ever, the Isser Trefa, behadeh dadik asi. All three come at the same moment. Therefore, you chayev three times.
Even if you don't take the Aver off?
Yes, that's a funny shita. That's what they hold. It's as if it's Aver Menachai, even if it's while it's walking around. It's potential Aver Menachai. Every animal is potential Aver Menachai. That's an Avera. You have to eat, you have to do something, but it's potential. Therefore, all three come at the same moment. What's that moment? When it's born. When it's born. Therefore, you chayev three times. Uman damar, shtayim, kasavar, behema b'chayeh, lav levar medes. No, there's no Evim Menachai till you remove the limb. Therefore, v'isr chaylev, v'isr trefa ikka, isr Evim Menachai, lo asi chayel. The Evim Menachai can't go on top of that.
It didn't come yet.
It didn't come yet, right? Why? Ein isr chal isr. Okay? That's one answer. Eboy seima. What? No. Everybody will hold. No one holds that. Nobody will hold that it's Evim Menachai just because it's alive, walking around. No one holds that. So therefore, what do you have? Ubemesi iser aver v'chayil iser chaylev v'iser trefa kamiflagi. The question is, can you have iser chayil iser? Right? Mar savar osi v'chayil. Right? One will hold. Yes, it is chayil. Why? Because the Rashi says, because it's in Isser Chamer, because Asr Tegayim. So therefore, you have three of Averis, three Malkus. Umar Savar, lo chayil. And the other one holds no such thing. V'boi Seima, I'll give you another answer. Tekulei Alma, Behema, Bechayel, Levar, Omedeth. Everybody will hold that the animal has potential Evim and Achai just because it's alive. V'kigon, Shenitrefa, Lacharikan. But it became a trefa after it was born. So when it's born, you have two averus, Evim Achai, and if you eat the chalif too. Right? Now, it became a trefa a month later. Right? Something happened to the animal, it became a trefa a month. Now I eat it now. So Marsa, Umaisi, Isser trefa, Michal, Isser Ever, Kamiflagi. Can the Isser of trefa go on top of Isser Evim Achai? Marsa for Osichael? Marsa for Osichael? It can. Midi Dahavi Achalev? No different than chaylev. Damar mar, hatora amra yavo iser nevela yachal al iser chaylev. Such a thing as nevela coming on top of chaylev, right? The animal drops dead without shechita, and you eat the chaylev. How many averes are you over?
Two.
Nevela and chaylev, right? So what do you see? That chaylev is a weak iser, and something can go on top of it. So two over here. Yavu iser trefa, yachal iser chaylev. The trefa can come on the chaylev, right? Yeah. Fine.
Chaylev isn't also in utero?
I think it has to be born.
Born?
Yeah, because otherwise it's a ben pekua, no? has to be born. V'idach, and the other one holds, achelev hu dechayev. Yeah, by chelev I agree, the Torah really said it. The hutar mechlalo, because, hutar mechlalo means, because it's mutter for, chelev is mutter for animal, for chayes. The chelev of a chay is mutter. So there's a place in the Torah where it's mutter, by chayes. So since the Torah said that, but b'chelev by animals is an asur. So since the Torah made that kula, the Torah itself made up that kula, right? Since it made that kula, therefore the iser trefa can go on top of it because it's a very light iser. Avol aver aver menachai the lo hotem mechlalo. There's no heter for aver menachai ever. Lo, we would not agree to that. We would not agree to that.
Do we have anywhere else in Shas,
yeah,
or in the mitzvahs, that they have one who's comparing the level of difficulty it is and something else?
Maybe by a riot. I don't remember.
Okay, are we making a comparison on which Isser is more chavar than the next Isser? Yeah. Or something like that?
Right.
The same thing.
On a riot,
an Isser is an Isser.
100%. We don't know the score of it.
I was thinking in that also.
No, we don't know the score. That's true.
But he's clearly telling you there's one that more than the other.
One more than the other.
Well, not in that sense.
Not in that sense. Not in the sense of punishment. In the sense of limudim.
But
in the sense of limudim,
turning into a punishment.
But the Gemara does do that. But there was like for certain avera has a more strict punishment.
No, we don't know that.
What do you mean? Some askila and that didn't chenek.
I'm saying, but unless there's a misa that's attached to it that has a difference.
Right.
But here there's nothing. It's the same issue.
Right. You think we make it kula because chelav is mutter by chaya. And we say even a chaya is machmir because it applies to goyim. Right. I hear. It's interesting. Yeah. Okay. We have a month to spend on this daf. We'll get the answers. You know.
Exactly.
Kiyasar of Dimi Amar.
Yeah, for the 15 minutes.
Well, exactly. Well, what time is it, by the way? Is it 7:43?
Yeah.
Kiyasar of Dimi Amar. By my name, Shimon ben Lakish, Meir B'Yochanan. Shimon ben Lakish, I'm sorry, they asked Shimon ben Lakish to Reb Yochanan, Chalko Bachutz Mahu. Chalko Bachutz, which means, look at Rashi. Chalko Bachutz. You have Eiver Menachai. And you took off the Eiver, and you're about to eat it. And then you cut it in half. Bachutz means it's off the animal already. It says Rashi on top. Chalko bachutz lekazayis, eiver menachai, chelek l'shnayim. You divide it in half. Kodim shiyidnenu l'toch piv. Before you put it into your mouth. V'ochal zel levado, v'yachakach chetzi hasheni. First eat the first half, then you watch the basketball game, and then you go eat the second half. Mahu, what's the story? Mi mitzdarfei, the next Rashi. Mi mitzdarfei l'chayuvei k'chol shar isurim. Does it combine to give me the Aveira, like every other Aveira? If I eat a half a kezayis of chametz, I have a big piece of challah
right on
Pesach. I eat half, and then I eat the other half. Doesn't it combine?
Yeah.
100%. The kaim alone, the mitzdarfish yurayhu lechatzoyin, betoch kedeachil espras. You can't watch a basketball game in the middle. It's too long. It's 2 hours. Right. So kedeachil espras, right? No. I mean, it was a bad example because it was too far. It was too long of a break. You didn't have a break of 2 hours. You had a two-minute break. You had a 2 minute break. So by chametz, you're chayev. By treif, you're chayev. No question about it. Kidarmina perk pasper de yuma. O dilma, given the chiddish who, since Eiver Menachai is a chiddish, to ha gidin va'atzamos de alma lo machayev alayhu, because you're not chayev on eating bones and gidin that don't have any taste. V'hacha mechayev, and here you are chayev for it, for Eiver Menachai. Ema, ein lecha bo ela chidusho. We are limited by the chiddish. It's such a chiddish, Eiver Menachai. If you eat it in one shot, of course you're chayev. The star machila bevatachas mashma. That's normal eating. Avo lachatoyin lo. Well, he cut it in half. Who cuts things in half? So what kind of thing is that? So only we're bound by the chiddush. You've gone outside the boundaries of the chiddush. Are you chayev for that? That's the question.
See, it's an interesting thing. So he's asking us, the eiver menachai is only when you eat it, but not when you cut off the animal itself.
Correct. Correct.
That's why it's called Eiver Menachai.
No. He's asking a very interesting way. You already cut it off. Then you split it.
Right.
Why is he asking that way? What if I just took a half of Kazayas of Eiver Menachai now, and then I take a half of Kazayas of Eiver Menachai later on?
That's what he's saying.
No, it's not. That's not what he's saying.
It's not what he's saying.
You're saying it's a hakatzis here?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the question. So by the way, Amalei, Potter. He told me Potter. What about me bifnim? What about if I stick the whole Eiv Menachai in my mouth, and in my mouth I divide it in half somehow?
Well, that's a bother. No.
My, what's the story there? The Amr Amalei Chaya, Yechaya for that. That Yechaya for.
Of course.
Ki Yasser Rav and Amar, Chelkel mi bachutz Potter. Yes, if you divide it outside the mouth, you're Potter. Mi bifnim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rosh Hashanah Amar Potter. Rosh Hashanah is still Potter for that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Harei Nana Grono B'Kazayas. What do you mean? Right. You swallowed a Kazayas. Rosh Hashanah Amar Potter, Achila B'Me'ah B'Inan Faleka. No, you need the Kazayas to be swallowed as a Kazayas. Not as a half a Kazayas now and a half a Kazayas in 2 minutes from now. No. Therefore, you're Potter. Ella, so 1 second. L'Shirim and Lakish, Heichim Mishachas Al-Dechayev. How could you ever be Chayev, according to Rosh Lakish? The answer is, Amal V'Kana, Bigarumisa zirsa. What does that mean? With a small egg?
A small bone.
It's a small bone. Then you can swallow all one shot. And it's a complete aver. That's for that you be chayef. Otherwise, according to him, you never be chayef every minute chayef. Because when you chew, you're not swallowing the whole kazayis at one shot.
So you can't chew these things?
If you chew, you're going to be potter. Unless it's a bone, it's a tiny thing, where you're going to be chayef.
A new thing.
Rabbi Lazar Omar, what Mr. G wanted to say, Afilu chalkim b'chutz nami mechayef. Even if you separate it before you, of course you're chayiv. Why? Mechusar kreva. Or what are you lacking? What are you lacking? Why shouldn't you be potter? What are you missing? You're missing kreva. You're missing the closeness of this aver to each other.
So?
Right? Exactly. So what? Lav mechusar maisa dummy. That's not a mechusar maisa.
Right.
If I eat a half and I go watch a game for 2 hours, then eat the other half, that's a mechusar maisa.
Right.
It's not one meal. Because I'm chewing like this, that's not a patur. Right.
Hmm?
Right. So you're saying even if it was in Kedei Achilas Pras, it's within 2 minutes.
If it's in it, then it's never. Why?
No, even if it's split in half, you said you're still putter. That's what they said before.
It's a chiddush.
Because it's a chiddush. Because Eir Menachai is a chiddush.
Everything's a
chiddush. Right. Right. So what kind of chiddush? So what are you talking about? What kind of thing is that?
That makes sense.
Correct. Okay. Ready for this Gemara? This Gemara is going to gross you out. Amar B'Shem Ben Lakish Kizayis Shamru Chutz Mishal Ben Hashinayim. The kazayas we're talking about has to be a kazayas that you swallow. If you have a half a kazayas stuck between your teeth, that's not usher. Stuck in your teeth. Not usher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No. Afilu im bein ashinayim. Even if it's in your teeth. Amar of Papa, Bishal bein shinayim kol yamal apligi. Everybody agrees that if it's stuck in your teeth, you're not chayef. Why? You didn't eat it.
Yeah.
You didn't eat it. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Bein hachani chayim. When it's stuck in your palate. So you got the hana of tasting it, but you didn't swallow it yet. Mar savar, harei nana, grono, b'kazayis. You benefited. You enjoyed that. And therefore, you chayev. Umar savar, achilu b'meyo b'inan. Says Rosh Lakish, it has to be swallowed. It has to go down. It didn't go down. Okay? Now, ready for this?
No. So if you go inside, chew it up like gum, spit it out.
Omar, Asi, Omar B'yochanan. Achal chatzi zayis. Eat a half a kazayis. V'hikiyo. And then you throw it up. The chazer, the achal chatzi kazayis acher. Then eat another chatzi kazayis. Chayiv. You chayiv. Why you chayiv?
Did it get joined?
What?
The two get joined?
No. Because when you swallow the first half, you then spit it up. You threw it up.
You didn't swallow it. Right?
You threw it up. You did swallow it. You threw it up. Then you ate another half of kazayis. You're chayiv. Why you chayiv? Why you chayiv?
Kazayis went down.
Hare nana begrona bekazayis. You enjoyed. You got a kazayis hana. The fact that you threw it up, so what?
So what?
So what?
So you're putting the two halves together?
Yes. Yes. Says Rashi. We went through the Rashi. Says Rashi. Hare nana begrono. Betam shnei kazayis. Who? 1 second. We're gonna. The next case is you eat the same thing that you threw up. So look what Rashi says. Betam shnei chatzei kazayis. You tasted two half kazayisim. We don't care about it, it stay down there. All we care about is you swallow the kazayas. You swallow two hands. V'har derav asi pligi adarav dimi v'rav in da'amri le'el mashen derav yochanan chalka v'bechutz pater. Obviously, this disputes what we said before, that if you divide it up on top, you're pater. Obviously, it disputes that. V'hai nana grono, mishum da'am naz grono, hainu te'ima, you swallowed it, your throat, you got to know when you swallowed it. You tasted two halves of them. even though it's one after the other. So what? It was two separate events. It was within the same 2 minutes. And it went from two and change to 9 minutes. You did that. Hanas stomach has to be your stomach got filled up. That you don't have here. You don't have that. Only half a kazayas stayed down. So it turns out your stomach, you only have half a kazayas. Right? But we don't hold like that. He doesn't hold like that. He holds it goes by the throat. So you have a whole kazayas. Shabolo lozeh yotza kfarzeh. Because when you ate, when you swallowed the second one, the first half already left. Right? Okay, yeah.
So if you have a kazayas of bread, you have half of it, you vomit it up, then you have the other half, do you have to bench?
It depends if you hold it. Depends. If you hold the grono, then yes.
You would say yes.
It's done in achila. Right. Boy mine.
By matzah, you don't have this discussion. A piece of matzah, it's some of it's left in your teeth.
We said, in your teeth, it's for sure not swallowed.
Right.
No issue about that.
Yes,
we do. You have to eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras.
Oh, shinayim thing we have?
Yes. Boy minei rabbelazim erabasi. Ochal chatzi kazayis, you ate a half kazayis, the kio, and you threw it up, v'chadzai v'ochal, then you ate it again. Mahu, what's the story now?
Go to bed.
So my kumi boyle, what's your question? What's exactly your question? I have ikul, ilo have ikul. If the question is it disgusting? Is it ruined? And it's not really food anymore? Then ti boyle the kizayis. Same question would be the kizayis. I ate a kizayis. I didn't. Same question. The ela I basar grono was lean on. Do we follow the throat? Right? And now you have that here. I swallowed 2 halves of kizayis. I basar meyav was lean on. Or does it go by the belly and I didn't? It's only one half of kazayis at the end of the day, right? The tipshul emid ravasi. So that will answer Ravasi's question, right? That we said before, right? If you go after your throat, then we answer this question. If then 2 halves equals a whole, does it make a difference if it's the same half or a different half? What's the difference? So Ravasi. Gamrei, so it hits the story. Ravasi Gamrei Yakrele. Ravasi taught a statement and he forgot it. The Asr Belazar Lad Kure, and Rebelazar came to remind him about the Vart. So Rashi says, look at Rashi on the first wide line here, not the very wide, the middle level lines. Klamar, Rebelazar Tarvayu Pshitale. Rebelazar had questions on both. That number one, there's no ikel, and number two, we follow the throat. However, he forgot. He didn't have a kasha. He knew both answers. But he saw that Rav Asi forgot what he said. They heard both. They were both in the same shir by Rabbi Yochanan. Even if you eat the same half of kizayis, he's still chayev. Why? Because it goes after the throat and he holds it not ikel, right? That should be chatzi kizayis. Acher, avahu lo, alma havi ikol, vashalad kure, and he wanted to remind him, so he asked him this question just to get his juices flowing, just to remind him, right? So vachik amale, lamali chatzi kazayis acher, lema mar b'dite, why did he have a kazayis? Why does it have to be a different kazayis? It could be the same kazayis. Dikol is mashmi minei tarti, he wanted to teach him both, he wanted to remind Rav Asi both halachas. Number one, shmina minei de lo havi ikol. For number one, there's no ikol. And number two, shmina minei de harei nana grono v'kazayis. That way he would get him to remember, right, there's no kashi here about this. Number one, there's no ikkel. And number two, we all care about the grono. So I only have half a kazayas in your belly. So what? You swallowed 2 halves of kazayas. But ishtik, but you didn't remember that. He didn't remember this, Rabasi. Ishtik v'lomalei v'lomiti. He didn't remember. Amalei, Mofet Hadar, the great one of the generation. Lo, Zimnan Tagin Amarta Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Don't you remember you were in Shir and Rabbi Yochanan said, right, that even if you eat the same half of kazayis, you're still chayiv? V'amalach, yes. Now I remember. Harinana, big grono, because kazayis. Because all we care about is the grono. And since you have it, you have it. And therefore you're chayiv. Hajjan Allah, Kiranasha. Hajjan Allah, Kiranasha. Hajjan Allah, Kiranasha. And tomorrow we start the new parak about Basar Basalav. Everybody have a good day.
Everybody bring the next volume.